Sometimes you can see a relationship between a side effect and its benefit. For example, the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, the people who seem to get rash or worse rash seem to get a better response. What about with the hypertension? Any correlation with whether or not it works?
No correlation between any of the side effects with whether it was working at all.
With Herceptin and endocrine therapy, we have predictors of response, HER2 and ER. What about with Avastin?
At this point, we really don't have predictors of response. Both in our previous breast cancer trial with capecitabine and in the colon cancer trial, we've tried to collect tumor samples from those patients to do those investigations. It's been a difficult challenge because we can only get tumor samples on about a third of the patients in the previous breast cancer trial. So with so many patients missing and such low response rates, it was difficult to find any association. And indeed, we didn't find any association at all. We've collected tumor samples from the patients in our E2100 study, as well as serum samples and urine samples, and we have already looked at several potential factors. So far, we've come up empty in not being able to predict who's most likely to benefit, or equally important and helpful for us, a group of patients who wouldn't benefit. We're still doing lots of other studies and looking at other potential predictors on those samples. So hopefully we'll be able to select those patients most likely to benefit in the same way that we do for Herceptin or hormone therapies, but we're simply not there yet.
Can you put into context this advance in terms of what the additional benefit is and how that compares to other advances that have been made in metastatic breast cancer the last decade or so?
I think it's a really striking advance. If you look at the two most recent metastatic trials that most people would be familiar with, the trial that looked at Taxol alone versus Taxol with gemcitabine, that found a roughly 2 to 3 month improvement in progression-free survival, but with some significant increases in toxicity by adding the other chemotherapy regimen. Certainly not something patients would be able to continue truly long-term. Pretty similar to the docetaxel versus docetaxel with capecitabine study, about a 2 to 3% improvement in progression-free survival, but at the cost of substantial increase in toxicity. In our study, we had just over a 5 month improvement in progression-free survival, with certainly very minimal, if any, increase in the chemotherapy-associated side effects, some other unique side effects to Avastin, but not ones that impact how patients feel on a day-to-day basis and as they're able to go through their lives. There's really only one other study that has found that magnitude of improvement with such minimal toxicity, and that's Dennis Slamon's initial study that looked at chemotherapy with or without Herceptin.